AI finds holes in America's defense, Anthropic's Mythos, and the security paradox. A U.S. government official confirmed this week that Anthropic's AI system, called Mythos, identified genuine vulnerabilities in classified U.S. infrastructure systems. On one level, it is a validation of AI's potential as a cybersecurity tool, a system finding flaws that human auditors missed. On another, it raises the immediate and unsettling question: if Mythos found them, who else might? The official confirmation was notably sparse on specifics, leaving open whether the affected systems are administrative infrastructure, personnel files, logistics databases, or systems that control physical assets such as power grids, weapons platforms, or communications networks. The severity can only be inferred from incomplete information, and the gap between what is known and what matters is significant. The story's timing relative to the broader AI safety debate is analytically striking. Anthropic positioned itself as the safety-first laboratory. It emerged from OpenAI specifically over disagreements about the pace of capability development. The fact that its AI is now being used for offensive adjacent security research demonstrates how the distinction between safety-focused and capability-focused AI development is becoming harder to maintain in practice. Capability is dual use by definition. And if the U.S. government is granting Anthropic's AI access to classified systems for vulnerability assessment, adversarial governments are almost certainly exploring equivalent applications with their own systems. A separate AI security story underscored the challenge of governing AI-generated content. Meta's oversight board ordered the removal of a deepfake video and demanded policy changes. But the tools to create convincing deepfakes are now widely available and increasingly difficult to detect. The board's authority applies to specific content. It cannot alter the economics of deepfake production itself. The gap between institutional authority and technological scale is structural, not procedural. LastPass suffered another major breach, with hackers stealing customer data through a supply chain attack on a third-party vendor called Clue. Rather than attacking LastPass directly, attackers compromised software in its ecosystem, the same model used in the SolarWinds breach. Password manager breaches are particularly damaging because the entire value proposition of the product is that all credentials live in one secure place. When that assumption fails, every account a customer has ever secured through the service is potentially exposed.